This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The FBI is vetting all 25,000 National Guard troops arriving in Washington for Wednesday's inauguration of President-elect Biden. The fear? A possible insider attack or other threat from service members involved in securing the inauguration. Though so far, authorities say they've seen no evidence of any actual threats. On Sunday, a few right-wing protesters, some of them armed, gathered outside state houses around the country, though they were outnumbered by National Guard troops and police. The AP's Ben Thomas starts us off in Washington, D.C.
The National Mall has been closed and fencing and other barricades thrown up to keep people away from the U.S. Capitol. The deterrence efforts appear to be keeping numbers small, though armed protesters were seen in locations including Columbus, Ohio, and Lansing, Michigan. Timothy Teagan showed up there with a rifle, but said he wanted
to urge a message of peace and unity to the left and right.
This is nothing new here in Michigan.
Lieutenant Brian Oleksik of the Michigan State Police.
It's a different topic, and it's a serious topic. But we won't tolerate criminal behavior.
I'm Ben Thomas.
President Trump's impeachment trial could begin in the Senate as soon as this week, just as President-elect Biden is sworn into office. Congressman Joaquin Castro of Texas is a House impeachment manager. He was asked, what if President Trump pardons himself?
It's going to be left up to the Department of Justice under President Biden. I have said over the years that I think it's quite possible that there were crimes committed by President Trump, but I'm going to leave that to the Biden folks.
Congressman Joaquin Castro on ABC's This Week. The coronavirus has now killed almost 400,000 people in this country. Israel has struck a deal with Pfizer, promising to share medical data with Pfizer in exchange for more and more vaccine. Critics worry about privacy. The Buccaneers beat the Saints 30-20 yesterday. This is AP News. Phil Spector has died.
Musicians who knew music producer Phil Spector have mixed reactions to the news of his death at the age of 81. I'm Margie Zaraletta with the latest.
The night we met, I knew I...
Ronnie Spector of the Ronettes, who was married to Phil Spector for 6 years, calls him a brilliant producer but a lousy husband. She says on Instagram many lives were damaged, but she still smiles when she hears the music they made together. Darlene Love says on social media, if it weren't for Phil Spector, there would never be a Darlene Love. She said in a 2004 AP interview, Spector asked if she'd change her name from Wright to Love after gospel singer Dorothy Love Coates.
I said, oh, why not? Because who figured it would stay around anyway?
Margie Zaraletta reporting. Benjamin de Rothschild of the banking empire has died. He was 57. He had a heart attack. He died at his home in Switzerland. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.